थैंक यू वेरी मच श्वेता फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बी योर कोच एंड बिफोर आई स्टार्ट द सेशन आई वुड लाइक टू इन्फॉर्म यू दैट आई विल बी रिकॉर्डिंग दिस सेशन फॉर माय मेंटर एंड योर कलीग आई होप दैट इज फाइन विद यू
एब्सोल्युटली फाइन संदीप जी. हां
या प्लीज बी अवेयर दैट वी आर इन अ सेफ स्पेस And
थैंक
you
यू.
can share freely.
थैंक यू.
Also, I will not request you to kindly take a couple of moments to gather your thoughts and let me know when you are ready.
I'm good, Sandeep ji. We can start.
So, what is that you would like to discuss in today's session?
Okay. So there's one thought that has been on my mind for quite some time now, Sandeep ji. So I thought it would be a good thing to discuss with you today. So as working females, we are pulled in all the directions, be it work, be it home, and a lot of priorities, social engagements, family commitments, too many things to take care of. And you know, there are times when you are completely, you don't have the energy to, you know, make it for a social engagement or a family commitment, but still you have to drag yourself and be there, even if, you know, your body is not supporting or you're not willing to do that. So that, you know, saying no to such commitments, you know, such obligations has always been a challenge. And of late, I've been trying to, you know, do that. I say no for a lot of commitments, a lot of engagements, which are not that important. I mean, it's if I won't be present in one of the occasions, it would not make a difference. So I say, you know, I have learned to say no. But it comes with a lot of guilt. You know, every time I say no to a family commitment or a friend's event, anything, it comes with a lot of guilt when you say no. So I'm struggling with this, you know, how to say no, but at the same time not carry that guilt of not being there. I mean, from the other person's perspective, not from my perspective. I don't feel the FOMO. But the person on the other side should not feel that, you know, she's not able to make it, and she could have been.
Yeah, so I'm hearing that as a working professional, you are pulled in every direction. There are a lot of priorities. And sometimes there is no energy, and perhaps sometimes even willingness is also perhaps what I heard. And saying no becomes a challenge to these various commitments and engagements. And I heard that it comes, the saying no comes with a lot of guilt. Seems like you would like to work on how to say no without guilt.
Yes.
So, how would you rather like it to be?
I would rather it would be a way, you know, making the other person understand my situation. I want them to feel that, you know. If I have to say, how would I rather be? It would be like, yeah, I mean, not being there at the same time not feeling guilty. Because, and by making it explicitly clear and making the other person aware of my situation that it's not, you know, possible for me to get pulled in all the directions and it's not possible for me to be omnipresent. So I would like to be, I would like to attend, be very choosy in being present at various occasions as per my interest and at the same time not feel guilty. And also setting the other person's expectations, you know, right. So I will not feel guilty only if I am able to set the other person's expectations right.
Yeah, that's a very powerful word. Setting the expectations right. So I heard you would like the other person to understand your situation. Not feel guilty when expressing it. And perhaps being able to express it, that it is not possible for you to be in all directions. Choosing and not feeling guilty. And so somewhere I'm hearing that it seems like you would like to set the expectations right and share how you feel and think. Is that right or something?
Yes. Yes, kind of.
So tell me more about setting this expectation right.
Okay. So setting expectations right would be, you know, all these years, it's like, you know, saying no, you know, when you're free, and there was no room to say no when you're free. Okay, so it was like this, that if no, if oh, it's a Saturday, so you have, you know, it's your holiday, so you have to be there. And oh, it's a weekend, so you must be having a lot of time, so be there. So there was no room to say no when I was also relatively free. But I want to set the expectations right from the perspective that while I may be having some time, but I also need time for myself to pursue things which I like, you know, to pursue my hobbies as well. So saying no, I mean, setting the expectations right would be saying no, being able to say no very firmly, and at the same time, as I mentioned, not feeling guilty about it. The other person should be able to understand that she deserves her own time as well. I mean, in that way. So setting the expectations right in that sense that, okay, it's okay if, you know, she might be having some time, but the person understanding that, okay, she also needs some time for herself or sometimes for activities which she enjoys. So, yeah, setting the expectations would be in that direction.
So I'm hearing that room to say no, perhaps. Time for, you also mentioned that perhaps being able to express your needs, like time for yourself, hobbies, and I also heard able to say no. So what are we exploring today?
So we are exploring how do I, for people, I mean, how do I, maybe this, I mean, I think this is what I'm exploring. How do I set the expectations of, you know, my near and dear ones, right, when it comes to me being present wherever they expect me to be. So setting the expectations right and being more available for myself.
I'm hearing two things. Setting the, I saw a laugh.
You caught me right. I said two things, yes.
Setting the expectations of near and dear ones. And being more available for yourself.
So probably I can rephrase it. The result would be, then being more available for myself if I am able to set the expectations right and excuse myself from a few places, then I'll be more available for myself. So what I'm exploring today is setting the expectations right in the right way, in a mutually understandable way.
Yeah, setting the expectations right.
Yes.
In a right way.
Yes.
And you also mentioned in a mutually understandable way. So when you say setting the expectations right, what would this setting expectations mean for you?
It would mean a mutual understanding at both the ends, wherein I do not have to justify and explain my situation again and again, but it comes with a little bit of empathy from the other end, saying that, okay, we understand your situation and it's okay.
So I'm hearing some expectation from the other side also.
Yes.
I hear, and you expect some empathy from them, you expect some understanding from them, and in when you communicate that. And what would setting expectations right bring to you?
A lot of free space, a lot of free time for myself to pursue things that I really love to, that I really like. And as I mentioned earlier, I would get more time to be with myself, which is something that I would just love to do. So more to, it will bring me a lot of happiness because I'll get to do things that I really like.
So I'm hearing a lot of free space, time to be with yourself, a lot of happiness. Yeah, again a smile when we talk about happiness. So what is making it important for you to bring this issue of setting the expectations right now?
It has been on my mind for quite some time, and I think if I, if I extend it more, it would take a toll on, if anyone, extends it beyond a point, it takes a toll on your health. And also you, neither physically nor mentally you feel satisfied with yourself. So this space of yours is, I mean, having your own space in the entire, you know, in this chaos of office, work, kids, extended family commitments, friends as well. So it's important now because I realize that there are a lot of things that I really want to do and I want to pursue, but I'm not able to do that because I really don't get time for myself. So if I have to give you one very simple example, for example, this coaching thing. So having the peer coaching sessions from 8 to 9 every day, you have to say no to a lot of things. And then family, you know, family would have this question, why are you even doing it? It's okay. I mean, why did you even do it? You know, why do you need to do this? So it is important because it will, I mean, it will definitely bring me more happiness because then I would be doing things that I really like and crave to do.
I'm hearing it will reduce toll on your health. You'll feel satisfied. And you will have time for doing things that you want to do. A lot of things. And I saw the speed at which you started saying when you said that. So what will be the long-term purposefulness of being able to set the expectations right?
Purposefulness would be, as I mentioned, happiness complete. Because while, you know, just to give you an example, if I have to go for a wedding, to attend a wedding, you know, physically you might not feel fit to go for a wedding, but if you really like to do exercise and if you're able to invest that 1 hour in, you know, a long walk or a long run, the satisfaction that you get is immense. So getting time for yourself and finding out time for yourself is the most ultimate thing that is, you know, that gives you that space to really calm down yourself and work on your emotional and physical being.
So I hear a lot of happiness, time for yourself, bring a lot of calm, and I saw even your hands pointing to that. So what seems like that is a very, very important thing for you.
Yes, Sweta. Very important, very important.
So what would be a useful outcome for us in our session today?
So the useful outcome for me would be slowly but steadily, while I have begun with it. And I should very, you know, not as a strong-headed person, but in a very, how do I put it? I have to softly say no and make the other person understand my situation, that it's really difficult for me to be there, or, you know, it's really difficult for me to make it. And as if I do it regularly, probably this will, you know, then the, you know, the person on the other side would also stop expecting me. So, you know, then it should become a habit and I should start doing it slowly and steadily and softly, not in a very rebellious manner. It has to be, yeah, it has to be done in a soft way.
I'm hearing slowly but steadily and softly.
Yes.
Being able to say no and express that it is difficult for you to be there everywhere. And seems like you want to work on the habit of saying no softly.
Yes.
So What needs to shift in your perspective to being able to say no softly?
Shift in my perspective is probably even I might be assuming too many things. I might be assuming that, you know, it is always seen as a very, you know, not a good, you know, it is always the other person sees it as a very disrespectful thing. That's maybe that's my perspective, you know, something having a very positive attitude that if I, you know, if I talk openly, you know, if I'm able to talk with my family and partner with them, they would understand. So that shift in my perspective is what I feel would smoothen this for me.
So that's a very powerful thing I'm hearing, that that perhaps you are assuming that it will be considered disrespectful, and expressing may smoothen a lot of things. So what would need your attention for you to develop this habit of saying no softly?
Need my attention. Sorry, I'm taking time. What would need my attention to develop this habit? My attention, probably a very mindful approach towards it. Yeah, that's it. A very mindful and open approach towards it would. I think that should help.
Mindful and open approach. What will enable you to develop this habit of saying no softly?
Practicing it, putting it to practice.
Put into practice, and I see a laugh when you say that.
Yeah.
So, Shweta, what is becoming clearer for you now?
Sandeep ji, it is becoming clearer that it's not a very big deal, and I need to take that first step, and eventually it would happen. Once I people will understand, and I mean it would become a part of my lifestyle probably. Once I start putting it into practice and make the other person understand my situation in a very understandable way, then it's not a big deal. It's becoming clearer. And people would have that empathy and understanding.
I'm hearing. Not a very big deal. Take that first step. And the first step is a big word I'm hearing. I also hear that it will become a part of your lifestyle. And I heard something that people will be able to understand it. So that's a shift. I'm hearing it. And I also heard that you said that you will say it in an understandable way. So seems like taking the first step will help you make it a part of your lifestyle if you are able to maybe say it in an understandable way. So what is that you are discovering about yourself, Shweta, now?
I am discovering that it's me who has to take the action. And I should also not really assume a lot of things, but be very open in my communication. Instead of assuming, it's better to discuss and understand each other.
I'm hearing that instead of assuming, being able to understand, being open and able to understand each other. So, what new actions would be useful to take now, Shweta?
New actions would be putting it into practice. That would be the new action. And sorry for being very repetitive, but yeah, discussing it and putting it into action.
Discussing with the people concerned and putting into practice.
Action.
Is that
Yes.
right?
Practice. Yes.
What resources do you need to take for making this a habit?
Resources would also be my immediate family support, like my husband support, my kids support. Probably that would be one thing that, if I am not able to make it, then if my husband can be a substitute, or at times, if I'm not able to make them, make my extended family understand about it, if he can take the lead and make them aware of my situation, that it's difficult for her. So resources would be probably my immediate family, my husband and my kids.
The immediate family would be a resource. And is there anyone else who can help you in this?
Extended family can help me by being very understanding.
Yeah, and then the extended family. And is there any way I can help?
No, Sanjeev, this session has been really good, so we can have a follow-up session maybe after a month or so to find out if I've been on track and I've been able to manage it well.
Follow-up session. Yes, sure. You can let me know whenever you want it. So, how will you be accountable to these actions?
I'll be accountable by just keeping account of how many times I've been able to successfully and convincingly put it into practice by keeping account of this, and also keeping account of when I had to I got slipped and I had to make it and yet not feel really good about it.
Yeah, I can see a smile. Count of when you were able to do it and when you were not able to
Not
do
able
it.
to do it.
So, is there anything else that you would like to share?
No, it's good, Sanjeev. I'm good.
So, is it okay for us to close the session?
Absolutely, yes.